Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend, Mr. Rick Matheson. Rick is the author of the on-demand brand, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success, and he's Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, and he's a five-year member of our Brain Trust, and our good friend Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Great to be here. It's
good to have you back. Hey, Rick, back in the 90s, when I was getting my company, my business, my show off the ground, everybody was chasing eyeballs. It was all about the eyeballs, right? Remember that? And the dot bombs and all that. And I remember in the end of the century, in like probably 1999, you know, I was debating the whole. We were many of us were talking about the whole portal quest. You know, the tilting at could we, how could we become a portal? That was right. A big deal. And I remember thinking, you know, and I told my folks, I said, you know, I don't think we're ever going to be a portal like the portals that are already there. I think that war is over and we lost.
Right.
But we do know how to create content. And I said someday in the future, content is going to be worth something. Let's just keep doing that. And that's what we did. We quit trying to be a portal and we just focused on creating good content. And over the years though, content has become king. But there's a lot of different ways to look at content, isn't there?
There are, yes. And everyone, it's the hottest buzzword in marketing today. The only issue with it is that it's so overhyped that I think we put some unrealistic expectations on what it can do. When done well, awesome, but nobody's waiting for your content.
No, that's a big deal. That's exactly right. Now, that's something that corporations have had to learn, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, everyone, like you said, the portal. They thought they were going to be this major destination online. And it's kind of like, for a while, everybody wanted to have their own online video series, television series.
Right, right.
And it doesn't really work that way for everyone. Every brand can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and nowadays, with everybody online and all the different flavors of content, you just produce your flavor of content and find the people who want that flavor.
Absolutely. You know, there's a funny joke I heard, you know, it used to be said that everyone has their 15 minutes of fame. Now you're famous to 15 people.
I like that.
Yeah. So
demystify the content for us.
Sure. So really, you know, small businesses are starting to turn to content marketing, not just because these major brands have had so much success with it, because it's a really great way to reach their particular audience without big bucks advertising. And by the way, this is especially true for B2B marketers. Like I said, the problem
right.
is content marketing has been so hyped that it is far beyond realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So to demystify it, you really have to look at the five types of content that small businesses of every kind, B2B, you name it, are really using really well today. My list is my own. It is based on my own experience with up-and-coming brands as well as findings from major research firms.
Right.
And so really starting, you know, I mentioned TV series, everyone wanting to have their own television network online or whatnot, but really if the three rules of real estate are location, 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 for content these days, the most important thing is video, video, video. People spend, you know, 6 billion hours on YouTube every month.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, by 2017, and this is really hard to believe, but it's coming to be, it's estimated that about 70% of all web traffic will be video-based.
Mm.
And then almost 79% by 2018, just 1 year later. And
give us the five areas of content.
Sure.
And then let's take the next couple of segments to talk about them. What's the second
awesome.
One?
So there's video. Second up, infographics work every time. Case studies. online and offline. We're going to talk about that.
Reports, research, polls, that kind of thing.
Yes, and then branded games and other interactive content. And then webcasts, which people kind of overlook.
Webcasts, and that's...
Like webinars, yep.
Right, live, all right, and then number five?
So that is step five, so
okay.
Video.
Yep, right.
Go ahead.
Video, infographics, games.
Correct.
Webcasts.
Case studies.
And
webinars.
I got you. Okay, you differentiate between infographics and case studies.
Yep.
Okay, all right. So give us your website.
Sure. It's imatheson.com, and the very easiest for everyone is probably GenerationWow.com.
GenerationWow.com, so check that out. So we're going to come back. I want to get Rick to break these down for us. Some of these you may be doing. Some of them, you know, you may not want to do. But let's find the ones you can do. Do them well and reach out to the people who want what your special sauce, your flavor of content. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.